It's so much better. But we did it. My hat says dicks on it. It's a restaurant collab that Finlay Hats did. Dick's Drive-In Country. It's in some state, I don't know. It's a burger place. And I thought it was a cool hat. And I think Grim has it. And he was pretty excited that it fit his big old head. Not because it's a big brain. I just think there's a lot of stuff going on in there. But I don't know. I'm not a brain doctor. But either way, if I was a brain doctor, I'd be questioning everybody for watching this shit. But, hey, it's Tuesday. We're excited to be here. And hopefully you guys are, too. We got some good stuff. We got some pretty good stuff. And if you don't like it, it's because you guys sent it. So blame each other. And I did pin a comment that there was a T-shirt that was available. And it says, what does it say, Toby? Did you see it by any chance?
I did not.
It starts with fuck you and ends with Eubin.
Oh.
So there is a T-shirt.
Fuck you, Eubin.
This, with the middle finger in fancy writing, says fuck you, Eubin. And if anybody ends up, I'm not saying go and buy it, but if you do, we will do a segment every time Toby and Richie say, fuck you, Eubin, and we will show the pictures of you wearing the shirt. I feel like that's a cool thing to do.
That would be cool.
So we know there's red, and there's black with it in red writing, yellow and black, and I don't know the other colors, but they're out there. It's pinned in the comments if you would like to do it. That's the ultimate way that you, the viewers, can actually say, fuck you, Eubin, and we'll all be cool with it.
I just want to go ahead and say that the hand definitely wasn't modeled after Toby because the finger looked rather large. Okay. Fuck you, Toby.
Fuck you.
I was going to ask you guys, are you guys like this or do you stick the finger out? Because there's two people that some do this, some do this.
I'm more of a finger out, I think.
Are you?
I'm more of a just, I got to get that fucking point across.
You're like this?
Some people do this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I feel intimidated or less intimidated when they throw the finger out, but I'm definitely like, fuck you, like Stone Cold.
I'm not intimidated if somebody gives me the bird at all. It just gives me something to break.
Oh, fair enough. Breaking Birds. It's going to be our next podcast name.
Breaking Birds.
Breaking Birds. So right now, currently, before everybody kind of asks, we might as well just get this out of the way. Eubin, what's your level at?
I pre-gamed a little bit. I want to say I'm like a 2-2, maybe. Okay. You know, I'm a little loosey goosey. Maybe less than that. Toby's calling my bluff. Probably.
God damn, dude. Like, yeah, as soon as you said it, I was like, fuck, no.
I mean, maybe a 1-4.
I'll give you a 1-2 at most.
Damn. I look like a genie coming up. Look at this smoke. Just give you 3 wishes. One of them can't be titties because I'm going to give everybody titties.
Okay.
All right. That'll earn him a 1.
Do you believe the 2.2 now? It's getting.
No, I believe a 1.6 though. I believe a 1.6.
Yep. But there was a pre-show conversation, and we think it is going to escalate fairly quickly. And we'll check back in with our. We should bring in a how high is he correspondent, or maybe we'll get one of those like what are the voice people that you can pay for? I'm drawing a blank.
Voiceover.
Are you talking about a voiceover guy? Like
there's like a service guy that you can hire a celebrity to do a video.
Cameo. Oh, it starts with G. Cameo. Or never mind.
Not a G. Nope. Cameo.
Oh, damn it.
Maybe there's one that starts with a G, but we'll get a cameo of maybe Cheech and Chong or something. Just being
no, it's not going to be fucking Mitch Hedberg, don't we? Ha ha. Fuck you, Zach.
Thank you.
I mean, he was the voice of a generation, right? Anyways, shout out to producer Jace. Speaking of producers, that has been clipping some amazing clips that are going out on all the socials. Absolutely love it. If you like the little dancing videos with all the cool edits, it's not me, it's producer Jace. So shout out to you, appreciate you, my dude. And and he always has our backs here. So Thursday, we did promise you that producer Zach was going to create a Spotify playlist for the One Hit Wonders for the Thursday show. He came through the next day. That's out there. If anybody, I've been listening to it.
That's our boy.
Sorry about Barbie Girl. It really throws off the vibe. So that's on me. That wasn't picked, but it was a backup pick. But
it wasn't picked, but it was the all right, we each get one that's not on the.
Yep. And some people on the Tuesday show might not know. So last thing I'm going to say about Thursday, we do a bracket. If you want to fill the bracket out, I made it even easier. I switched over all my links to beacons.ai, and they have a shop right in there that you can download the bracket for free. So you don't have to go to the website. Check it out, go to the card, all that crap. You just go there, bloop, download it, and it'll go right to you, and then just send it to matt@beardlaws.com and producer Zach at beardlaws.com. Send all your shit pics still to logan@beardlaws.com. So Toby, there is a video that was sent a couple of times that might trigger you a little bit. Good. It's a word that's really hard to say.
Moist.
As long as it's not, as long as it's not fucking Logan trying to say documentary.
It's not. It's not that. But let's see. Oh, sorry for the TikTok. We just finally, we finally got a shutdown for bullying and harassment out of all the things we've done.
Because yeah, thank you, TikTok.
Yeah, it's because the FU.
It just did it.
Apparently, you can say it to fuck. Well, it's you guys got to remember, TikTok goes anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes back and reviews behind you. So it's from something that happened 3 to 5 minutes ago, and seeing as the live just started 5 minutes ago, it could have been the fuck you, Euban. It could have been the fuck you, Zach.
Hey, you know what? That shit happens. We're going to get a hold of some people, and we're going to be like, what the fuck? You told me I was good, that I couldn't get my live taken down. You lied to me. I was told I was good. Anyways, Jim, thanks for coming over. We got shut down on TikTok.
I mean, it's about time. Like, TikTok, it's been 5 years, and you finally have my back, so thank you.
Yeah. Now you guys can
trust me. It was for Zach. It wasn't for you, you fucking pussy.
Yep. They were like, you can fuck with Euban all you want. The minute you say fuck you.
They're Zach. Like, we do it. Why wouldn't Toby be allowed to?
That's true. The moderator's like, fuck.
Meanwhile, you, this has been my TikTok for like the last 20 minutes. Is just constantly says no internet connection.
Me too.
So good job, TikTok.
Not to get banned.
They're shutting it down already. They're shutting it down already.
Yay. First Amendment.
All right.
First Amendment only protects you from the government.
There we go.
Individually, not as a company.
No, I understand that, but
it only protects you from persecution from the
it's
government.
It's not that they're going against the First Amendment. Yeah. They're shutting us up, is what they're doing.
They definitely shut us up. On
They're not shutting us up. They're shutting down the company. We chose to use this company as to express our voice. That's on us. That's not on them.
Yeah, but everybody else is censoring your voice. So,
I'm fine with it. I'm having a belly laugh if TikTok goes down for all the people that were.
I don't give a shit either way.
Full time TikToker.
I don't give a shit either way. I just want them to call it what it is. That's all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Censor. Just say what it is. Just say it. We know. We're not stupid. Just say it. I don't give a fuck if it goes away. Just say it.
I'm
all right, but let's get out of the fucking bad shit and move on. We're ruining Euban's high.
Let's do something funny.
Very right. True.
Let's go ahead and see what Toby thinks about this one. I think he's going to be all right.
Guys, I'm cooking and my baby is right here doing his diligence.
What?
Hi.
What the fuck did you just say? Do my what?
Diligence.
They stop.
I don't know.
Stop. You might as well say president. Might as well fucking say president. I'm doing my due diligence.
President what?
My due diligence. You like diligence. Don't do that shit, babe. For real.
What is it?
Babe, you can't come here, be cute, and then fuck up like that. You gotta say something we know. Something we know together.
All right, my baby's doing his stuff that he gotta do.
Fuck.
Around the house. He's mowing the lawn.
Say it. Say it.
Due diligence.
You about to fuck me up.
Due diligence.
That sound like my niece.
Better example of a man that's literally had enough of his girl's shit on the face of the planet than that. And I tell you what, he's right. You hear a word wrong so many times, it'll fuck you up every time you go to pronounce it. I'm sure everybody heard the way I said documentary tonight when I first said it. There was that pause.
You didn't want to say documentary like Logan? Yeah. Fucking guy.
No.
Go ahead. Tell him. You could say it.
Fuck you, Logan.
Maybe he's watching. Probably not. But if you're watching, Logan, bitch, feel free to let us know in the comments. But that's a good way. That word was hard to say.
Fucking spy, and he's lying to us.
Motherfucker. Just when you think you know a guy. That's why he loves Toronto so much, because he's British, right? Yeah. I don't know. I heard.
I thought they were French.
Yeah. French are asshole. Toronto, they're, I don't think they're French. It's more Quebec.
Keep yeah, going. Everybody hates Quebec.
Whatever.
Everybody Anyways, hates Quebec. I know we're an educational show.
Yanks.
But this right here, Mike. Everybody probably thinks, you know, Mike, Air Mike. Mike can't jump. We're probably thinking Michael Jordan. This guy's not Michael Jordan. And this guy, this ends bad. So let's laugh at him.
Why are you?
Hey, you need that far. See what I told you. Tone, bro.
Oh.
I don't know, Mike.
Come on, my Mike. Oh, my God.
Oh, that boy stretchy. Yeah. You better do a jump that you know you. Oh, I don't like that.
You're going too slow.
Now this man hit it and almost make the bend less.
Yeah, I was going to say, so first of all, can we all just admit that that bend came from him attempting it the first time?
Oh.
That's,
yeah.
I had the to dude's be. Laugh For at sure. the end kills that. Me.
Mike came, Mike stopped, Mike drop. Well done. Yeah, there was a lot of people watching Mike. Like, as the camera panned, then there was a picnic table, then there was another table, then there was a whole playground full of people.
Listen, anytime you see a fat man start stretching out his fucking quads and his calves, man, fucking you gather and you fucking pull out your fucking cell phone.
100%. I like how the first dude didn't even have to like even run either. He got up to it and he's like, I don't need to run. He just kind of just like,
yeah, he almost ate it too, though. Let's be honest. That son of a bitch almost ate it too.
He was too cocky, but guess what? He pulled through. And then you're right. That dude stretched for like 30 minutes and you just,
you just knew, good. Man. The longer a fat guy stretches, the better the fucking incident's going to be.
Mm-hmm. You know, the parks and rec department of that town is looking at it like, you motherfucker. We got to fix that fit.
Nope, they're not going, you motherfucker. They're going, ah. And we thought it was the kids the whole time. It's Money. Fucking Mike. yes, Richie, your background, it looks so peaceful.
It was when I was actually there.
Wait, you're not there right now? Live in the middle of the woods?
I wish.
A chair and a mic?
Oh, there was no service where I was. Zero.
Oh, none. You were at my house when you took that? Where?
No, I was in the, it's called Big Frogs Wilderness in the National, Cherokee National Forest out in the Smoky Mountains.
Did you see any big frogs?
I did not. No.
That's pretty misleading.
I'll take you to the secret garden the next time you're here, Richie. Okay. It's peaceful.
That sounds sexual.
Not.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a big bush.
Like, we were walking through our land one day and we noticed that there was like almost like a weird archway. But it was like you could see like it like everything was kind of collapsed, but it's all grapevines and everything. So it's like really thick like vines and everything that have dried up. And you walk through, it's like 10-yard walk or like 5-10-yard walk through. And then it just opens up into like this perfect circle where nothing except for grass grows.
Whoa. Oh, so you got a little like, what do they call that?
It's like a, well, I mean, there's
a grove. Like a grove.
Yeah, there's like two trees right in the center of it. But outside of that, it's all just grass and it's just open.
I think I saw that on a documentary once.
I'll kill you.
No, a documentary. Now it's hard for me to say, but
do you see what you've done to yourself? Good, Matt. You deserve this pain.
I broke my tongue.
Angel said it's called a natural circle. Listen, woman, you can either be in here or you can stop interjecting and just
yeah, some Blair Witch shit. Yeah, I think I've seen that on
TV. That was filmed in Tennessee, so.
Oh, really? The Blair Witch stuff?
I think, wasn't that right? Blair Witch? Or is that, no, that's the Bell Witch. Blair Witch, Bell Witch. I don't know. Tennessee has some fucked up witch shit.
We have what's called the what are they called? The devil's
lettuce.
Devil's Ridge?
The devil's stomping ground. It's like 15 minutes from my house. And supposedly it's this area where literally in this it's actually not that far off the road. It's like fucking 30 yards off the road, but in a like a perfect circle, nothing grows there. It's literally like dirt. People have tried planting grass there, fertilizing it, everything. Nothing grows there. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And supposedly if you camp like in the dirt, like if you set up your tent in the dirt area, when you wake up in the morning, it's outside of the dirt area. And like, I don't know. We went there after the very first year's family reunion. I went there with Jack the Void King, and I had him walk all the way out in the woods. I was like, "Well, we're out here in the devil's tramping ground. Let's see if there's really demons here." And I was like, "Hit or miss." And you hear, "Shut the fuck up!" from like way out in the background. I was like, "Oh shit!" We just go running. It was perfect.
That is pretty funny. Yeah, if you or anybody has some crazy stories like that, potentially there's a new podcast coming out with me and producer Zach called Your Town. So maybe you could tell some cool stories like that on our show, Toby or Richie or Euban, if you have any cool stories. Anyway,
no.
He's like, no, I got nothing. I'm starting to lose my ability to talk. I'm not sure why.
No, I can't. I just can't think of any good stories off the top of my head.
His eyelids have gone down about halfway.
They have. I just looked at myself too.
He went from wide-eyed to like, now I'll give you like your 5 or 6.
I would say like a 4-7. So I would say close.
Yeah.
Let's see. I hate to disappoint you, Dad.
Here, let me go ahead and take a couple more. Make sure I'm on par with what Toby thinks I am.
It's getting hot right here, so I got like 2 more puffs left, and they're painful with each hit. It's worth it though.
All right, well, you go through pain. This could no, this isn't painful. Yeah, this is. We'll do this one. This could be painful.
What's up? Found the stud.
Found the stud, and it ain't the guy.
Oh god, dude. Kyle's really upset.
It's a redneck stud finder right there.
You aren't kidding. All right, that was good. I feel like this is gonna be the part of the show where we do a little bit of some fart stuff. I got a little nervous because remember how I've been kind of liking to play the stairwell farts videos? He hasn't put one out in a week. I'm a little nervous.
Well,
so I delayed last week.
Did he make the 2023 death list?
That I don't know. I mean, he was on 70. He was crushing it out 71, 72, 73. I delayed 74 last week thinking 75 would be, you know, it's been a week.
Either that or his work caught wind, if you will, of his videos.
I see what you did there. Out. I like it.
Wow, he said, not only did he say caught wind, but he also said got to cut that shit out. Like,
yeah.
Nice double pun, Richie. I'm proud of you, buddy.
I just love the whole time I'm looking at Toby going, wait for it. He's going to give me that look, that dad disapproval look. That
Jesus Christ. There it is. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate a good dad joke. I'm all about it.
If one of our producers do not put in some drum sounds on my fucking sweet edit, I swear to God, we will fire both of you. Okay? Whatever Matt is paying you, I will cut it.
You're looking at 100%. The wrong camera now.
Damn. No, I'm not. Am I?
No, you look good. Keep looking right there. Yep.
No,
hey, was it look great.
Was it great, damn.
It does look good.
Yep. See? I had a perfect thing segue with the dad thing, and I don't know where I put the goddamn video. So we're going to go back to farts. You got here we go. How about a dark humor dad joke? That's what I was looking for. You guys ready
for it?
Always.
Okay.
Hey, Dad. I just wanted to say I'm really proud of you for your 2 week sobriety. I really think you got it this time.
He's still smoking.
I saw a video that I'm definitely going to do with Joe Zern, but I'm not going to announce it here because the wife is watching and she'll run in here and probably choke me out if I say it.
Do it.
Okay.
No. Well, that's good content.
You won't even see it coming with your background.
Yeah, but I've got, see, that's what you guys think, because I've got all the house cameras up on my right next to me to the left. You can keep eyes on her.
Smart.
Amanda's paranoid.
We got new house cameras because with the puppies, we got to have all eyes on, like, everywhere. And it helps with content.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready for fart stuff. You guys ready for fart stuff? We got at least three fart ones. Let's go. We'll start with the farts. We'll end with the poop. Here we go. Stairwell farts.
It's usually how they end. Yeah.
Sometimes they just happen to. You just.
Sometimes all together.
Yeah. Let's do stairwell farts, day 74. See, a little weak. Maybe he's embarrassed.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he went, he had a nice little bit of baritone there and then went right back up to that tenor, you know, like
it almost like he cut it off prematurely because he thought he was going to shit himself. That's what I got. That's the kind of vibe that I was getting, because he got let another one out. He's like, I got a little bit more before the juice comes out.
Yep. And just that was the last I've seen from him. Go out like that, right?
No.
No. He's gotta go out with a, like, he's got two ways of going out. Either one, like the largest, loudest fart that we've heard him ever do, or he shits himself. That's it. It's the only two,
it's only two acceptable ways. Story.
Yeah, it was 3:20 was the last time he posted a video, and I'm worried about it.
Dang, I mean, maybe he's in Vegas, you know, maybe he took his show on the road.
I mean, it was 74 straight days.
Wow. Broke the streak just like that.
He even had bonus farts that he would sneak in there from time to time. It'd be like bonus fart day 15 and you'd see it in there, and it just nothing in the last week. And I haven't slept right since. So stairwell farts. I don't know who you are. Maybe you're not exactly sure who you are, but if you could just fart on camera and post it, we'll all know you're doing all right. If everybody can go to his latest video and just let him know everybody at Beard Laws is very worried about him, and we need to hear from him. And you know, the stairwell is just
he's in surgery for his blocked colon right now.
That could be a thing, like those girls that were farting in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if he actually died and his obituary was like, James, also known as Stairwell Fart Guy, passed away this evening in a car accident? It's like, what?
I would love that if that was me. I'd be like, fuck yeah. My legend lives on forever.
Michael Duskin, also known as They Call Me Toby.
Oh, shit. If you too would like to see the obituary, please go to michiganobituaries.com/beardloss.
Mm-hmm.
See.
If it doesn't work, you get 404. It's not the score, and it's not anything else. Just come right back. All right. Stillwell farts, day 74. In the books. Hopefully that account isn't dead. All right, let's
all right, lead us out, Euban.
What? There's no way. It's fucking 8:23. There's no way. I was wondering, I was like, God damn, this is early. I was like, what fuck? What
I watched like what three videos?
Damn, okay. See,
that was awesome.
I'm saying
was 100% worth it. I'm sorry.
I was like, I'm like a 5:3. There's no way. There's just no way. Oh shit.
You heard it here, 5:3.
See, I'm also a fortune teller, like Miss Cleo. Remember those commercials back in the day?
The gods don't lie.
See, yes. He's not for you. He's not for you. Every time.
A lot of Miss
Cleo suddenly become Mario? What the fuck?
Yeah,
was that?
Dude. Little Jamaican Mario.
She's like, ding.
Coffee for eating now. It's a me, Mario.
All of those better impressions than what Chris Pratt's going to do in the new movie.
Absolutely. But yes. Jack Black is Bowser will save the movie. He's going to save the movie.
Wait, what?
Jack Black.
Have I missed something very important?
Yeah. There's a Mario movie coming out. An animated
movie. Another Mario movie?
Yeah, it's CGI. It's all CGI. And it's with Chris Pratt and Jack Black and
Who the fuck? Whoever plays Toad, I think was supposed to be pretty funny. I can't remember. It's a decent cast. Chris Pratt though sounds exactly like Chris Pratt.
He does not sound like Kevin Hart or some dumb shit.
No, yeah. I can't remember. I'm having somebody look it up. Toss the cast.
I'm looking it up. New Mario movie. Chris Pratt, Anya Taylor-Joy, Jack Black, Charlie Day, Charles.
Charlie Day is Toad.
Charlie Day's Luigi.
Oh, it's Seth right. Rogen.
And Seth Rogen is Toad.
Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong.
Oh, what? No.
Keegan Michael Kay is Toad.
Oh, yes.
According to the cast on IMDb or whatever the first thing that it pulls it from, Carrie Payton is Penguin King. Sebastian Maniscalco is his former.
Sebastian Maniscalco. He's a stand-up comedian. He is fucking hilarious.
Do we think Seth Rogen's going to fuck over Donkey Kong for all of this?
No.
No, I mean, Donkey Kong's for the most part just a big dumb ape. So
The laugh will fit.
It's a typecast, really.
Stupid laugh he has.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll fit
shut
perfectly.
The fuck up.
How dare you? Oh no. Let's get all right, Seth Rogen. Let's get him on the show.
You fucked up one of Euban's national treasures. I mean guys,
he's not funny.
Stick together.
He's not funny.
I think we've seen something like that in another episode with another person and That's
why
show.
He's always associated with somebody else who is actually talented.
First of all, James Franco, we can give you him, okay? You can have James Franco, all right? I won't debate that.
I don't fucking want him. I don't want him.
Seth Rogen. I mean, is he like top 10?
I will take James Franco's younger brother any day over James Franco because his fucking younger
brother
is hilarious. I think that's his name, isn't it?
Dave Franco? Yeah, I think it's Dave.
Yeah, he was in what is it, The Neighbors?
Yeah, and he was also in
the frat 21, guys next to him.
21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Very first death in Six Underground with Ryan Reynolds. It was great. Took a forklift to the neck. That's awesome.
I mean, funnier than Seth Rogen? I just can't. I don't...
Absolutely. 100%.
Absolutely. Seth Rogen's not funny.
That's no, just goofy. Community.
Damn, that's all of you. David Hasselhoff is fucking funnier than Seth Rogen.
Kid, what the fuck, kid? You are
drunk, David.
Hey, what level is Toby at? Clearly a fucking 9 out of 10. Jesus. Now, will I say Danny McBride is funnier than Seth Rogen? Absolutely.
Crickets. Somebody put crickets in there. We're going to ask our YouTube viewers. Who's funnier? Toby, we have Seth Rogen. Give me three more names.
Oh, it's easier to say anybody funnier than Seth Rogen.
Just to fucking torture you. Anthony Jeselnik.
He is, yes, sure. But in the movies, I'm saying he's not, I even said he's not top 10. So there's clearly more people that
he ain't even fucking top 500.
Yeah, but no. We're debating if he's funny or not. I'm saying
he's
funny.
He's not funny. He's the punchline. He is the punchline. You understand that he's the punchline. He's the goofy fat guy that everybody makes fun of and kind of he's don't get me wrong. He seems like a cool guy and all that shit, but he's not funny. He's just the one that makes everybody else laugh because he's laughing. Has nothing to do with him being funny. Yeah. It's just everybody laughs at him because he's always doing that stupid laugh.
Because he's the dopey fat friend that is like, he never really plays an extremely intelligent person. So he's always just playing the dopey fat guy friend, sidekick. Always.
I didn't say he wasn't a good actor or anything. I said he's just not funny. Because he's not.
Has he ever played a different role than just himself?
That I don't know.
No. I mean, what I mean is, like, you see Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is just, it's Ryan Reynolds. Every movie, he's the same exact personality. So have you ever seen Seth Rogen as something other than Seth Rogen?
I'm looking at him now. So I can't even remember.
He's the token stoner.
Let's see here. Superbad. He was him. This Is the End. He was him. Knocked Up. He was him. Pineapple Express. He was him. Neighbors. He was him. The Interview. He was him.
Yep.
I mean, don't know if there's other movies. That's just what popped up when I Googled Seth Rogen. He was in a minor role in Donnie Darko.
He wasn't good in Green Hornet. The guy that played Kato was good in Green Hornet. Again, he just played the tubby, stupid,
he's
fat
the sidekick.
Guy, sidekick. He's always
Orton,
the sidekick.
Here's a who.
Let's see. Yeah. All right. So I did put a poll. Is Seth Rogen funny? After 15 votes, 67% of the viewers said no.
God, this fucking day just went to shit. Just
don't worry, man. You can team up and still think Mitch Hedberg is funny with Zach.
No, you can even ask Matt. I even said that was a very early reach.
Voice
vote.
Of a generation. How dare you, sir?
No. No, so I believe so. I was shocked to see who actually won. Like, I was really shocked that Dave Chappelle did not make it to the final four.
Is a one-liner kind of comedian. He's funny, but he's a one-liner. Like the whole, I'm staying at a hotel. I can't say the name, but there are two trees involved.
I can't disagree with the two people that were up against each other at the end, Richard Pryor and George Carlin. When those two names even hit the list, I was like,
ooh,
that's your finalists right there.
That was a good point.
It was tough. But yep. Eddie Murphy making it above Dave Chappelle, that shocked me. I was surprised.
That shocked me too.
Are we talking Eddie Murphy raw or Eddie Murphy now?
Wait a minute. This ain't the Thursday show. Fucking next video.
Next video.
Next video.
That's my first time mentioning Thursday. Damn.
Jesus.
And it's your last.
So I kind of fucked up in a way worth sharing. I'm here at Walmart. I just got back in my car. And let's see. Let's get the phone all settled. As I was walking out the door, I was looking at my phone. I was not paying attention. And I had to fart. And I did. And I thought it would be little. But what came out of my ass was so damn grungy that as soon as I looked up to make sure nobody had heard it, there was this pretty blonde chick walking up to Walmart, and she looked at me in utter disgust, as if she not only heard it but felt it. And the only thing I could think to do was I smiled, I pointed at her, winked, and said, "That's for you, baby." And then I skedaddled like Mr. Krabs. I was so embarrassed, dude. Oh, I want to cry. However, ma'am, if you're out there somewhere and you see this, I would still love your number. You are cute as fuck. Oh.
I'm going to be honest with you. That woman did not look at him that way because she heard a fart. She felt that way about him just by looking at him.
I think so. And the fart was
I hate to be the bearer of bad news to you, brother, but...
Does anyone hear that?
She wasn't India.
My bullshit meter was going off the fucking rail. I don't know what it was. I mean, that was... I didn't believe any part of that entire story. I mean, maybe he's made that fart before, but the woman seems made up. The winks.
I'm going to be honest with you. I truly believe 9 out of every 10 stories you hear people make videos about on TikTok are fucking false. I'll give you a perfect example. Officer Udy, not a single one of the things he comes up with and tells in his car about his kids has ever fucking happened. But they play well, so he keeps doing it. So why not? I mean, it's great writing, but I've also heard him tell stories that his kids have done that you've seen in memes for years.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh, interesting. Your kids did the exact same thing in that meme. Weird.
Yeah. Weird. Yep. I'm with you there. So,
and I'll agree with saying about Ryan Reynolds in Amityville. He definitely was a completely different.
Oh yeah,
type than he normally was, and that was he, you know what? A lot of people gave that movie shit, but Jesus Christ, I loved it.
That's a pretty good movie. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Horton, here's a who, bro. Seth Rogen was completely different. I'm still gonna stand by it
because he was fucking animated, you dumbass.
Completely different. Completely different.
Speaking of completely different.
Wait, let me just get this straight, right? You have different kind of animal poops to mean different things. What? Well, you know, I mean, come on, you have bat shit, which means crazy, you have horse shit, which means nonsense, you have bull shit, which means a lie, you have jack shit, which I guess is human shit, which means anything at all, you have dog shit, which is bad, and you have cat shit, no, that's just cat shit, I think. And then you just have shit, which means bad, right, but you have the shit, which means the best.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Okay, cool. Just one question, so what does no shit mean?
You say that when something's obvious.
No shit.
That's a great fucking summary of all the different types of shit in our language and how we express it.
That's all.
Except that's stolen content.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course. We were just talking about the meme thing on Facebook from years and years
ago.
That's
from a comedian, and I can't remember which comedian said it, but that's old as shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just old enough. Good.
I like the French take on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just old enough that the new generation of people have never seen it before.
You're so Peter asking good. That. Good. Be honest. You hear Richie being confused if one of us was like, dude, she's fucking batshit. And then you hear Peter's fucking French. What is this?
You Americans are so stupid with your fucking...
Peter's not like that, but Peter is genuinely curious. Best story from Peter ever to this day. Poor fucking guy. So Peter is from France. He goes by Peter Lewitt on TikTok. He's a friend of ours.
He's also an amazing artist.
Unbelievable.
Like drawing artist?
Yes. He drew a photo of Joseph who passed away and sent it to us. It was amazing. But we were talking about midgets, and he was like, what is this midget? We don't have this word in France. Is that like from Wizard of Oz, where they go over the rainbow with the pot of gold? And we're like, what? Peter, no, a midget. Okay, midgets are real people. Leprechauns are not real. Please, God, don't ever go up to a little person and call him a leprechaun.
People in Wizard of Oz are munchkins, not midgets. I mean, they're played by midgets, but
yep. Yeah, that's funny. Oh shit! All right, what else?
Have we not introduced him to like Lil Ninja?
No, but we. But which is weird because Lil Ninja was in Not the Real Toby with us and Peter.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe he just didn't realize because a lot of Lil Ninja's videos are real close up.
I think I'm just going to send him a video of Brad Williams' stand up and say, like, look, Peter, I found a leprechaun.
That guy's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got his autograph.
You did? Was that the one on a napkin?
It's on the back of like the cardboard backing of like a notepad.
That's what, yeah, I remember. You showed it not too long ago, right?
Yeah, Grim got it for me.
Hell yeah. What did it say at the end? Stay tall or something?
It says, always think big.
Think big. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I was way off. All right. What else we got? Let's do this one.
I don't think you know how big 12 inches is. Do you see that? Just in scale, where is that going? Not in here, okay? The average gal is gonna get about that much. Maybe this, if they're a pro, but the rest of that, completely unmanageable. This is the biggest I've ever seen in real life, but this is fine. It's completely fine. This, fabulous. Almost too big, definitely too big. Fucking sick day, ER, 27 club, and now I'm just skipping my next life. Anything after that is entirely unethical. I don't think we know what we're talking about.
I fucking love that woman. I love that woman.
Does she have a sister?
I mean, if you think about it, any girl that would be like, 12 inches, I want that girl to take a ruler and put it and just hold it right at her crotch and see how high up into her fucking diaphragm that ruler goes.
I am getting a fucking $5 foot long and I am fucking forcing that thing in there. I like a meatball fucking sub, just like that's gonna go in you. Like, yes, that's what I prefer. Go ahead, get it.
Yes, sir. I feel vindicated.
I was expecting the ladies to chime in on this one here, and I mean, it's funny. It's, what'd she say?
Angel will tell you that her very first measurement, that's more than enough.
She say ER. This one's to the ER. This one's a day off. Or this one's a day off. This one's an ER. This one's next life.
This one's a day off. This one's the ER. This one is skip your next life. Like I was like,
Hey, shout out to the guy though. Was the biggest she's ever seen at 10 inches. Shout out him. Good for.
That's impressive. I'm amazed that snake didn't fucking constrict.
That's what they call a beef bus.
The 27 club. That was good. All right.
That's just because you don't know how to measure.
They don't understand that you have to go from the bottom of the balls to the tip of the dick. Like everyone knows.
No.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No.
What?
No.
Is that how you get your 3 inches, Euban?
Two and a quarter. What?
Two and a quarter. Yeah, that's weird.
Small two balls. And a quarter. I'm an innie.
You know what, Rath?
Some people need some relatable measurements because they don't know how to use a tape measure. So a dollar bill, people, is 6 inches. Let that sink in for measurement. It is 6 inches.
And still cleaner than Euban's balls. A dollar bill, that is.
True.
That's absolutely.
You need to wash, bro.
It's like, honestly, do you like the garlic parm wings from Buffalo Wild Wings? Because that's the kind of...
I don't like anything.
Sometimes when it's hot outside, it'll be the spicy garlic. Oh, that's right. You can't smell anything. But anyways, you know how it tastes?
I like the extra tanginess in the spicy ones.
Yeah, you know how like you can see a little bit of that butter still on it.
It's exactly, moving along.
Yeah.
Right, let's stay on the penis trend, I guess.
Hey, Brent, what you got there?
This is for wintertime in Minnesota. When you got more clothes and you got pecker, you fold this little thing out here, you unzip it, you tuck that up inside, you lay it on there, then you don't pee on yourself.
It's pretty fucking brilliant, legit, right? I want one.
Call it the cock crutch. I fucking love it.
Dude.
You're
amazing.
I don't know if that's what that really is, but I believe it.
And, as somebody who's had to pull his junk out in the fucking middle of the winter in Alaska, I would have greatly appreciated that.
I can't afford any more shrinkage.
Can you 3D print the boys one?
Yeah.
I'm sure the plastic would hold up for a while.
Just need to get a set of crutches for fucking children and you'll be fine. Old set of wooden crutches for kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I guess where you guys are, this isn't as much of a need, but we still got snow and shit. But it's maple season, so that's a plus up here. Lots of syrup being made and 40 gallons of sap being hauled by people, not me. And I enjoy the delicious syrup. So Grim's on it. We'll all have a cock crutch in no time.
I need some more actual natural syrup, not like the Mrs. Butterworth and shit. Like I need some good upstate northeastern fucking syrup.
I'll see if I should be able to ship that. I can't ship you beer, but I'll try to ship some syrup.
Yeah, I know. I had somebody ship me some straight from Vermont one year and I was like, oh,
this shit's good.
You
better half's family makes it.
If y'all haven't tried it in your coffee yet, holy shit, Toby did that for me at one of the meetups and it's life changing. That is life changing.
People look at you weird the first time you did. I remember the first day I was talking about something on a TikTok video. I was just explaining something. Like I was responding to somebody and I was making my coffee. I was like, here, I'll just do it while I'm making my coffee. And I was doing it and then you just see me go whoop with some maple syrup and I mix it up and I take a sip and everybody's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, well, I don't even like to use sugar in my coffee. And real maple syrup tastes so much better. I said, so I just used just a real quick thing of real maple syrup and it's game changer.
Yeah, see, I didn't know you did that. You didn't even tell me. You just handed me a cup of coffee and was like, here. Yeah. And I was like, there's syrup in this?
Yeah. It's normal up here. People probably look at you. It's funny the opposite because it's around here. Everybody makes it and they just kind of look at you like, you're not going to put some syrup in there?
Yeah, and I grew up in Minnesota, which is Lower Canada, and I mean everybody up there.
Euban, have you had real maple syrup?
I have in Minnesota, actually. So just north of, Toby, you might know Bemidji, where Paul Bunyan's
from. Yeah.
I used to go fishing around that area whenever I was a kid. So that was probably the first place. But I'm a basic ass bitch for some butter pecan syrup, dude. Anytime no one's like, I had some bougie syrup. Every time my breakfast is
it's good though. It's good. You know what? I'll give it to you. It's good. My brother makes his own syrup. So,
Wait, did I say a cheddar?
A piece of cheddar cheese in the bottom of the coffee.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I'd try it. I don't know about it, but
I've met people that you put cheddar, like shredded cheddar, in their hot cocoa.
You guys know a lot of fucking criminals. Like, what the fuck is this? No.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'd try it, but I don't know.
Yeah. Like I said, I'll try anything once.
Food-wise.
I was waiting for it. Yeah. I was just going to say anal. Yeah. Dibs.
Food. What? Nuh-uh, bro.
It's in the Geneva Convention. Next video. Take it back.
I think we need to ask now after that comment.
I like an 8-1. Yeah, I'm up there.
There you go. Yeah, I'm going to say it's definitely gone up. It's definitely gone up.
Yep. All right, this one goes out to you, Ben.
That was great. That was good.
That was fantastic.
I love that. I wonder what it smelled like. Toby was drinking. That was the only reason why I said I was really
tostados and fucking.
Even trying to get my dimples to come out tonight.
What did we have for dinner tonight, babe?
Honestly,
what
was it called? I have a separate poll going.
Fried plantain.
It was does Toby spit or swallow? And now we all know he swallows. So
what?
Oh, nothing. I was just talking to my other chat that we voted on, and there was actually 369 votes, and we all 100% said yes, you swallow. So hey, good job, chat. Everyone,
like 369 people have ever paid attention to you at one time before.
I wouldn't even pay attention then.
That's more people than that live in my entire town that I grew up in.
I think you lied to us. You're at least a 9-2, I feel like.
No, it's like steadily increasing.
Yeah.
He
shot up quick in between videos, didn't he? He's just like,
oh, his internet just froze. He's not shit.
I'm in an 8. I'm in an 11, bro. Like,
my foot is stuck on the throttle. It just.
He's just like, hold on. Stop.
Just
like smoke coming out of the fucking pipe stacks. Like, he's.
These horses are galloping right now.
Let's keep them laughing then. Let's keep them going.
Have you ever went for a wee and then toilet rollers got stuck to your flaps without you knowing, like after wiping and then...
Yeah. And every time I'm disappointed we haven't evolved the ability to go...
Alrighty then.
I mean...
That's y'all did. It's called a queef.
I mean, if she queefed, she could get that little front brappita-tappita thing going on. Just a little.
I love how none of us know what it's called. The front little front flap, blah 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 blah. That thing.
The labias. The labias. Do you want me to use, like? Use, yeah. So you want me to use like technical terms?
No, I liked it better the other way. It made more sense.
Like.
I just want to see them be able to just like expand it like an accordion and just play. Fucking sick.
Oh. Okay, Lilette's got the fucking comment of the night. Yep. What level are you on? I'm on the second floor. Where you at? It's just as good as the. How high are you? 5'6".
Hi, how are you?
What level are you at? I'm on the second floor, bro. Where are you? No, dude.
Dude, fuck yeah, man. Appreciate it, dog. Appreciate it. Shit, man.
Just that straight. eat it.
What a true friend to just make like a homemade snack for you. Like, that's a homie. Just look at that guy.
First of all, how dare you? How dare you fucking disrespect the toaster strudel like that?
Pop-Tarts are better. I don't give a fuck.
You shut your fucking mouth.
I said what I said. I stand by it.
Put it in the poll.
Vote
toaster strudel or fucking Pop-Tarts.
Votes to kick even off.
Oh, God. Hey, I'm sorry. You privileged fucks with your toaster strudels. Wow, you grew up having pastries that you had icing with?
It's wow. You can pay for your kids' dental shit out of pocket.
God, no kidding. Hey,
I didn't have kids
fuck
growing
you,
up.
Euban.
I had fucking Pop-Tarts growing up, okay? I had great value Pop-Tarts. Fucking toaster strudels, you fucking privileged like,
fucking toaster
silver toaster spoon in your mouth. How was that Captain Crunch with your silver spoon?
Little bastards you have.
Pop-Tarts.
I'm a Pop-Tart guy.
Thank you. And there's more of a variety. Oh, what kind of toaster strudel you want? We got Pillsbury. We got Great Value. You want strawberry? We got strawberry like this one.
What is that Pop-Tarts voice?
Pop-Tarts, yeah, you can fucking go a whole goddamn...
You've been watching too much Seth Rogen.
Just asking by that like you didn't just do that voice. Where the fuck did that come from?
My natural voice. that's my
fuck you, Toby. What the fuck is going on, baby?
I don't know. Fuck you. Pop Tarts. Wow. See, look at this. Look at these people.
Hilarious if that was his natural voice.
That would be.
Maybe it is.
The whole time he's been making it like Larry the Cable
Guy. I know. You know how many fucking rednecks were so upset? They probably sent like so many misspelled fucking letters to them and everything. Like, just fucking. Fuck.
All right, well, that poll's going. Let's do, I don't know, this one.
Cinnamon. That is huge. That is way too big of a piece. No. Oh my gosh, it's totally huge.
Hey, do you think Dadasaur wants some cake?
Knock it off. Ellie, don't even start with him. No. Frank, knock it off. That's the Easter. Don't. Frank, seriously.
So I don't know if anybody's ever seen that channel before, but essentially he's got this thing going with his daughters where they always say something about him becoming like a dinosaur and he always raptors out. Just pisses the wife off. I fucking love it. That man's a fucking national treasure.
It's pretty good. I was expecting the light to get hit and knocked off potentially. There we go. We got strawberry. Still talking Pop-Tarts in the chat. Vote is dead tied after 16 votes, 50-50.
The butter on a Pop-Tart is fucking next level. Also, freezing your Pop-Tart is amazing. Fucking, I love it.
I've never done the freeze.
How fucking poor were you that you had frozen Pop-Tarts?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But you're not that way anymore, are you, bitch?
Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
Dude, his eyes are literal just slits. Get some fucking dental floss, guys. We can fucking blind them at this
damn
point.
They are red too. Fuck. Struggle bus fucking.
He's like, I'm gonna be beep, sleeping beep. Good tonight, baby.
Oh, for sure. First gonna, first gonna go take all this ever. Aggression out on my dick before I go to sleep.
Damn. I don't know what this one is. I'm going to play this one.
Matt's like,
give me a cup.
Why do you need a cup? Huh? Why do you need a cup?
Because it would hit me in the balls and I need something to protect them. I need something to protect my balls.
But they got that thing in front of them. Son. So I guess you need a cup?
Yes.
Don't do that anymore.
I don't know if that's friends or brothers, but either way, the behavior is 100% acceptable.
That was genius.
Yeah.
And the fact that the kid was hurting but still laughing because he understood. He understood.
He understood the joke.
Yeah, that fucking hurt. You stupid. That little flap ain't protecting shit.
That is definitely some shit that my brother and I would have done to each other. Shit, that's shit that any one of us in here would have done to you. I would have done it to you even twice.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, no, it would have been full force. It would have been
reared
back.
And that was because once you hit somebody, it was always that fear of getting hit back. So, like, you'd be right next to him. You're like, you know, he's just jerking. Like, you're like, hey, hold on. Like, hey, and they're hey, like, hey, what? Hey. What? Damn well. And they know, too. Don't. They would just sit there walking, like, casually swing their arms a little bit. And you're like, hey. And we're like, what? What's wrong? So, you never want to be the first one because I never want to be the second person just waiting to get my fucking.
Dude, it's traumatizing punishment. Almost. The fucking end. Yeah.
Because the second one's going to hurt worse because they're going to do it more first. Force. Mm-hmm. They're gonna
that's literally that definition of you don't know when it's coming, but it's coming.
We used to play a game called cubes. There'd be a ball in the room. It wasn't like a hard ball by any means, like a teddy bear, but a little bit, you know, like with stuffing in it and cloth or whatever, enough that it still hurts. And you'd be sitting there, and if you were not paying attention and let your guard down, you didn't really know who had the ball, all of a sudden the ball would go flying across the room and would peg somebody right in the ball. So you're kind of always standing around, like, covered up. You know, if you're drinking a beer or something, you always got one hand over your pecker just on guard. But the minute you're not paying attention or anybody's paying attention, it's like you're all looking around to see who has it. And the next thing you know, that person is just done. Or if there's a new person that's never played, fucking game on. Boom. You cubes.
One of my favorite things to do when I was in the Boy Scouts, I mean, a State Guard. Same thing, same fucking thing. Is I would sit there
in the fucking reserve.
As I would tell all the new people, all the recruits or whatever, I'd sit there and I'd have one of the other soldiers. I use that word loosely. Tell them, hey, has Corporal Tatum told you about his donkey? And they're like, no. And they're like, oh, dude, he loves to talk about his donkey. Go ask him about his donkey. And they'd come up to me and be like, oh, I heard you got a donkey. I'd be like, oh, yeah, he's just a little short donkey. He stands about this high and kicks like that. Hit him right in the balls. Favorite thing to do.
Perfect joke every goddamn time.
Oh, God, it's priceless because everybody stands around laughing.
I can't wait till you pull that on Euban because he's not going to remember you just said that.
He will not. No, probably not.
How tall are you, Euban? So I know how tall my donkey needs to be.
6'2".
Okay, so my donkey's a little bit taller. And he kicks like this.
You might even have to kick like this.
I'm only 5'8", so
might have to change that to a horse.
Something like that. All right.
I can do it with my Great Danes for you, Euban.
No.
Let's end it with somebody falling. We only have time for two.
Whenever you look at somebody and what they wear, you can kind of tell what kind of person they are. And this lady just looks like a bitch. So this seemed well deserved. The cardigan was a dead giveaway. I'm just saying.
I understand that.
You know, she's the lady that yelled at the cashier when she's like, oh, ma'am, did you forget a top for that? She's like, I don't need a fucking top. Just ring it up. All right.
Also, fuck you guys. We have 30 seconds left.
Two videos.
Yeah, we got another video at least. Let's go this one.
Man, I thought that was a dick hole.
That's because clearly, sweetheart, you've never seen one.
I still don't know what that was. Does anybody?
It looked like it was supposed to like be a leg of meat of some sort.
Yeah. I think he broke 10. I think he's off the scale.
Oh yeah, he's well past. He's well past. What? Why was it so close? He's just. Yeah,
I want to show you one more video. Just because you're high, I want to show you this video, and then we'll say goodbye.
Wow.
And it looks first like good all, pizza.
That's so good.
That looks delicious.
Dude, I tell you what, I saw that and I was just like, Jesus Christ, I guess I can just order one pizza for the fucking meetup this year. But can we just talk for a second? The proper way to fucking cut a pizza is you never cut it that soon after it comes out of the oven. You have to let it cool a little bit.
Because the cheese just melts back together. It,
the cheese doesn't just immediately melt back together.
Right.
Listen, you've been, you're not going to lead us out tonight. Just relax. I promise. Toby,
jalapeno pizza.
I'm not falling for it.
I swear to God, I will do my damnedest to make you lead us out every fucking day that we're on this podcast if you don't come back. You're not leading us out tonight.
You won't.
You're not leading us out.
We'll just
see.
We'll just
I told you. I told you.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Y'all came, y'all saw, now fuck off.